the bail ruling was to the effect that the accused persons are not entitled to bail because investigations are still being carried out, and therefore the state fears that there's a likelihood of interference was real. That was the court's ruling.
What are your clients being charged with?
They are being charged with contravening Section 179, Subsection 1 of the Criminal Law Codification and Reform Act, which is that they allegedly impersonated a peace officer or a public official in that between the 18th of April and the 25th of April 2013 in Hatcliffe, Densit Suburb, Harare, they connived and acted in common purpose to go around the Hatcliffe area whilst putting on caps and T-shirts written Ministry of Home Affairs and moved from house to house whilst in possession of three voters' rolls and asked for national registration identity documents from various people and checked with the said voters' rolls if they were registered and told those who were not registered to go and register, reporting that they were officials from the Registrar General's office. That is basically the nature of the allegations being put against the accused person.
What are your clients saying about these allegations?
Our clients are denying the charges. They are saying that they did not impersonate any public official or any other person whatsoever. What they are saying is that they were merely participating in a voter registration public awareness campaign in which they were encouraging members of the public in their community to check for their voter registration status, so that if those who checked did not find their names, they would take the necessary steps in time to get registered. And they are basically saying that at no point did they claim to be officials or employees or agents of the Ministry of Home Affairs. That is basically what these guys are saying.
Were they working under the MDC or as ordinary people? What are they saying?
In fact, they are saying that they did not go their capacities as MDCT or any other political party for that matter. They are basically saying that they went about as ordinary citizens who just happened to be putting on T-shirts and caps with the Ministry of Home Affairs logo, which they had received from the co-minister of Home Affairs, Mrs. Teresa Makoni. Apparently, Mrs. Teresa Makoni received these T-shirts as part of an arrangement in that ministry whereby the co-ministers had certain T-shirts to distribute to whoever they wanted. So these people happened to be the ones who were favored by the minister to wear and go about just on that public awareness campaign program.
So what is your next course of action?
Our next course of action is that we are going to appeal to the High Court against the refusal of bail by the Magistrates Court, because we believe that it was a wrong decision. The Magistrate ought to have considered the submissions made on behalf of the accused, which are that they were entitled to bail because their admission would not have prejudiced the administration of justice.